How two people react to a situation can bring about startling changes in their lives. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Abby Chandler, associate professor of history at the University of Massachusetts Lowell, considers British colonists in the 1700s.
The story of Rhode Island colonists Martin Howard and Stephen Hopkins began in the same place. Both men had legal and political careers and were deeply committed to their identity as British subjects. Then came the end of the Seven Years' War in 1763. Britain was now a triumphant empire with massive debts. 2 years later, Parliament passed the Sugar and Stamp Acts, taxes on British colonists intended to help pay down the war debt and defray the cost of an expanding British imperial infrastructure. Martin Howard and Stephen Hopkins' responses to these laws marked a turning point in their lives. Howard thought that because he was a British subject, he was entitled to all the relevant rights and privileges. In his eyes, this did not include a right to vote in parliamentary elections. Not all British people could vote, even if they lived in Britain. Hopkins also thought that because he was a British subject, he was entitled to all the relevant rights and privileges. He believed, however, that colonists should have the right to vote in parliamentary elections. Loyalists like Howard continued to believe their rights were untrammeled through the end of the American Revolution. By contrast, Hopkins and the other proponents of revolution would come to believe their only option was to break away from Britain. This was a revolution, yes, but it was one envisioned as a way of preserving British identity. Their experiences help us to understand how people who shared a common Anglo-American identity and heritage could fight on opposite sides of a violent war to preserve their divergent views of that same identity and heritage.
That was Abby Chandler of the University of Massachusetts Lowell. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.